Hi, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones
and her adorable husband Sean Farrar.
Woo!
Thanks for hanging out with us as we give some
life tips
and real life marriage banter.
Let's get started now with a random thought.
Hey, welcome to Random Thought Time.
Hey, baby. What's up?
Well, nothing really.
We got any random thoughts?
I do. I only have one, though.
Only one?
Yeah, man. What? I'm a little stressed out.
What a day.
I know. So over on Slate,
yeah,
there's an article by our Eric Thomas posted Monday, March 28th. That's how on top of things
I am. Man, you are current.
Yeah, because today's Tuesday, March 29th.
Current Carrie from now on.
Anyways, there's a weekly, like an online weekly chat over on Slate called Dear Prudence.
Oh.
And they chat live with readers. But basically this guy, right?
Yeah.
He has this neighbor whose dog barks all the time and it drives him crazy. Like it's like a howling, like sad bark, right?
Yeah.
And he hears this dog howling all day.
Mm-hmm.
But when his neighbor comes home, there's like happy barks, right? So what he did, he was like, I'll bark back. So he like copied the happy bark.
Oh, yeah? Like recorded it?
No, just like himself.
Oh, okay.
Like, and like he hears the dog on the other side of his living room wall and he freaking barks back.
Yeah.
And then the dog is like quiet and then he barks back. And then he like barks back kind of like in an unsure way. And then they just keep barking in a happy way. And then they have a bark off. He said, quote, every day me and the neighbor dog would have a bark off and I noticed his howling was getting less and less often. I think it's helping. My thinking is that the pup felt less alone when having someone, even someone he can't see, to interact with a few times a day. And since no one else lives in this current building currently, I don't think we're bothering anyone.
That's awesome.
Can you imagine how cute that must be?
Very cute.
Or how weird. Like, what if, like, this person has a boyfriend or a girlfriend who surveys their apartment, and, like, they have a little secret camera, like, you tried to set up on me, and, like, they, like, see their significant other going, woof, 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 woof.
That would be pretty funny.
I had to tell you that right now our cat is looking through the glass door panel, staring at me.
She is.
Yeah.
She's wondering why you're barking like a dog instead of meowing like a cat.
Meow?
She thought you were civilized.
I know. Sadly, she was wrong.
Am I supposed to say something, baby?
You're always supposed to say something, honey.
This isn't dog tip time, is it?
It's just life tip, writing tip, life tip.
What's your tip for the day, baby?
Baby.
Or the week?
Our tip for the day is unplugging ourselves.
Unplug ourselves?
And bark like a dog. Yeah, man.
I hate being plugged up.
So there's an Anne Lamott quote that says, almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, even you.
Huh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's a lovely quote, and it's kind of true in a lot of instances, but also sometimes...
Sometimes it can feel next to impossible to unplug.
Yeah, and sometimes that unplugging has to be this really dramatic event where you realize you have to rescue yourself from the habits that are controlling your life, blah, blah, blah.
That sucks.
Or the people controlling your life, she looks at Sean, and you have to actually take control of your own life, right?
I know. That can be terrifying, baby.
Yes, but the first question is, how do you actually take control over your life, babe?
Well, over at the greater good.
We're not going to make it through this podcast, I can tell.
Why?
Because you're not letting me take control of the podcast.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm kidding.
Over at the greater good, there are some potential possibilities that we're going to share here. It's a great article written by Anthony, how do you say that?
Rao?
Anthony Rao and Paul Knepper back in 2019.
So many years ago. So the first thing is controlling stimuli. They write, agency begins with what you let into your mind, meaning what comes in from your environment. If you're lacking agency, it's likely that your attention is being hijacked and you need to figure out how to restore it.
What?
Yeah, so like a phone next to you when you're reading, it's probably going to distract you. walking outside.
With your phone in your hand?
Well, no, hopefully not. Maybe if you're me. That lets your brain recharge, right?
Yes.
And it's the same thing with email notifications. If they're going off all the time.
While you're trying to do a podcast.
It's bad, right? So another thing they suggest is...
personality disorder. Associate selectively.
Okay. What's that mean, man? What do they write about that?
It's impossible not to be affected by those around us. It's easy to catch their emotions, for example, and our brains tend to sync up when we associate with other people. That means you should set boundaries with difficult people, disentangle yourself from negative online interactions, and be more conscious of how you might be vulnerable to groupthink. Pressures to behave or think in ways that are contrary to your values.
Right? Like, and we kind of been seeing that a little bit with the Chris Rock, Will Smith confrontation at the Oscars. You're seeing a lot of people who are like, violence is never good. Something really like, well, he was protecting his wife. And then you're seeing people who are like, you protect your wife at all costs, suddenly saying, well, violence is bad. And it's really funny watching the group think in different segments of our population expand and change on Twitter via the trends.
It's the different groups.
Yeah. But like, you know, you can see someone that you've known all your Twitter life suddenly be like, violence is so bad all their time. Suddenly be like, well, he was just protecting his wife and that was an ableist joke. And so they don't stick to their morals of violence is always bad.
Right.
Because they see all these other people that they want to emulate or switch their thinking to, well, it's always bad except now.
Right.
Yeah. So the thing is that, like, when you catch emotions, which I do all the time, like, how do you do that when, like, the person in your life is your kid, like, your negative person? And it's a really good question. But these guys suggest making sure that you just have a lot of interactions with other people, too. And those other people need to be the positive ones, the ones who want to help you cultivate your skills and talents and grow to your potential and help you with your positive beliefs. And they suggest that just chatting with other people and volunteering can help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is true for you, man.
Chatting?
Well, yeah. Like,
or volunteering.
I think that because we have a kid who's super negative and has oppositional defiance disorder, when a part of the way that you and I get to deal with that and we're still okay is just because we have each other.
Yeah.
And we're both pretty supportive generally of each other and positive. Right. And then whenever you can, like, talk to any kind of professional in the team that's supporting our kid in the school system, you're like, blah, 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 which is not what people normally think of you, because you know that those people are there to help you. And it's also giving you a safe place to vent. Right.
Right.
So, like, I think that's pretty interesting.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
So it's like we try to resync our brain up with other people so that we don't sync our brain up with our poor kid.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
No. All right. So then another thing they offer and suggest is
move around, get up, off the couch, off the chair, stretch, walk, dance, like I do all the time, as often as possible.
And then they suggest learn. They write, people with high levels of agency are continually learning more and expanding their capacity to learn by adopting a more open, collaborative approach to everything in life.
Like I do.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about, that's such a lie. We're going to talk a whole lot more about this next week. But for this week, here's our suggestions. Ready? One.
Put your phone in another room while you work.
Two.
Go outside and walk if you can.
Three.
Get up every 40 minutes and move around. For five, set a timer.
I do this.
She does do that.
Only it's 25 minutes. And four.
Chat with someone positive or sign up to volunteer somewhere.
Doing good in the world makes you feel good inside.
Oh my God.
I know. All right. And five, sign up for a free class or even listen to a podcast like this. Take some time to learn something.
You might learn something from this podcast.
Dude, you do. You liar. All right. And then finally, think about this.
You can't buy, achieve, or date serenity and peace of mind. And Lamont says in a TED talk about being 61, it's an inside job. And we can't arrange peace or lasting improvements for the people we love most in the world. They have to find their own ways, their own answers.
Boom. So a condensed dog tip of the podcast would be what, boo?
Well, first I got to do the intro, baby.
Oh, just say it.
Dog tip for life.
All right. And so what would it be?
Look out for yourself. Yeah, sometimes.
Man. But
because you're so busy pouring your love and concern into others, you have to take the time to make love and concern for yourself.
Yeah.
And do even the most simple things.
That you might not be doing.
To give your psyche a little break and a chance to recharge.
Create your own agency, because unlike puppy rescue places, nobody's going to come save you except you.
That's right.
Damn it. That's so depressing.
No New York. Hey there. Thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share your heart out.
These podcasts and more are at my website, carriejonesbooks.blog.
There's even a little donation button there, because even a dollar inspires a happy dance in Carrie.
And Sean.
But hers are much better than mine.
His are funnier.
So thank you so much for your support.
The music you hear here is made available through the Creative Commons, and it's a bit of a shortened track.
Who is the artist and what's the song?
Well, it's Summer Spliff by Broke for Free.
I love that song.
He does.
Just because of the name.
He does. Thanks for listening
so much. Boop.